Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Want to make sure you're remembering this Friday is the deadline. This Friday, April 5th at 5 o'clock. Will be the deadline to sign up for the last Roberts Rules of Order crash course and Michigan State Constitution. It'll be in Traverse City a week from Saturday, this coming Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but a week from April 13th. It's going to be in Traverse City. The doors will open at 9:30. The class will be until 1:30. You can go online to register for the class, get your book, your guide, your Michigan State Constitution. You'll be good to go. So, again, text me CLASS TC for Traverse City. We'll send you the flyer. We'll send you the direct link. One of the stories that caught my eye prepping for today's show coming out of Lansing is the fact that the proposed 5th Court of Appeals District, Democrats expanding the bench, says that this particular district is overworked and needs to be expanded. State Representative Phil Skaggs, a communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, said a 5th Court of Appeals District should be created. Numbers of judges need to go from 25 to 30. And this is exactly why he has then put in and sponsored House Bill 5131. He said each of the five district courts of the 5th Court of Appeals would have 6 judges instead of currently the situation they have. Each district now has 6 except for the first, which has 7. But they need to expand the number of actual courts. Under the reorganization plan, 4 seats would open up in southern Michigan, would include Kalamazoo, Washtenaw, and Eaton County. Another seat opening up could be in mid-Michigan or in Macomb County. Finally, another option would be Oakland or Genesee. Skaggs did not respond to a question about why choosing to introduce this legislation at this time. However, the Republican, Graham Filler, he's a Republican in St. John's, he's going to be challenged very hard by Democrats to keep his seat. He's the ranking Republican on the House Criminal Justice Committee. He raised an objection on the grounds that the change is not even necessary. From his first reading of the bill, Filler said it appears to be creating open seats in heavily Democratic areas using this new district. Right off the bat, my first inclination is that this is essentially court packing for the Democrats. Now, the entire new 5th district would be expanded, would cover Allegan, Barry, Berrien, Branch, Calhoun, Cass, Eaton, Hillsdale, Ionia, Jackson, Kalamazoo, Ottawa, St. Joseph, Van Buren, and Washtenaw. The other 4 districts would shift, with the 1st district losing Branch, Hillsdale, Kalamazoo, and St. Joseph, while keeping Lenawee, Monroe, and Wayne. The 2nd district loses Macomb County and adds Lapeer, Saginaw, and Shiawassee while keeping Genesee and Oakland. The 3rd district would be completely rewritten with the following counties mostly up here in northern Michigan. Kind of interesting how they're shifting this one. Completely rewriting it. The court system would change and would include Alcona, Alger, Alpena, Antrim, Berriga, Benzie, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Chippewa, Clare, Crawford, Delta, Dickinson, Emmett, Gladwin, Gogebic, Grand Traverse, Houghton, Iron, Isabella, Kalkaska, Kent, Keweenaw, Lake, Leelanau, Luce, Mackinac, Manistee, Marquette, Mason, Macosta, Menominee, Meskaki, Mount Calm, Mount Morenci, Muskegon, Nuevo, Oceana, Ogama, Antanagin, Osceola, Oscoda, Otsego, Presque Isle, Roscommon, Schoolcraft, and Wexford. Now, why is the 3rd District so many counties? Well, it's based on population. The more population you have, the smaller number of counties are included in those districts. We have less population in most of these counties. That's why so many of them are needed to create the 3rd District. 4th District would now include Aranac, Bay, Clinton, Gratiot, Huron, Ingham, Iosco, Livingston, Macomb, Midland, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola. But the Republican filler pointed out counties like Washtenaw and Kalamazoo, which would be part of the newly created 5th District, and getting a majority of new judges, well, they're now Democrat-controlled areas. Washtenaw and Kalamazoo did not realize that Washtenaw had turned that blue. And it's kind of interesting, at the same time that this is being introduced, another little twist is happening within the Michigan Republican Party. Apportionment reports came out. Many of the county parties are reducing the number of precinct delegates they're going to apportion their county's population for. Washtenaw is one of them. I got calls from Phyllis and Lemon James yesterday. A couple of other text messages from others in Washtenaw said that they basically shrunk the precinct delegate apportionment report. Well, what that is an attempt to basically control the state party with the least number of delegates possible. You see, the Make America Great Again American Patriots, America First, Michigan First Patriots, county parties are expanding their number of precinct delegates to be able to serve. Well, Hoekstra, Betsy DeVos, they don't like that. So they have instructed the county chairs to reduce the number of precinct delegates. So you'll find out very soon whether or not your county is part of the Patriot movement or the establishment. How are you going to do that? Well, it'll be based on the apportionment report. If they're growing, expanding your precinct delegate base numbers, you're in a Patriot county. If they're shrinking them, making them smaller, less spots for people to run, they want to make it their small little clique, the good old boys network. That's basically their mode of operandi. Phyllis texting in, Washtenaw is a mess. Absolutely. And it's happening in other counties from around the state as well. So I just thought this was kind of interesting. The Democrats even wanting to change the courts with no explanation as to why. Now, the Court of Appeals is a pretty busy court system. However, the bill that's been written requires 4 new judgeships be filled in 5 districts during this 2024 election. 2 candidates earning the most votes would be elected to 10-year terms. The third most popular candidate would get an 8-year term. The fourth highest elected candidate would get a 6-year term. 2 years ago in 2022, the Court of Appeals received 4,770 cases, according to their annual report, compared to 2020 when the pandemic started, 3,971. The following year, 2021, 4,012. 2022, 4,770. The cases are going up. However, the Republican Graham Filler said, if you look at the way the caseloads are spread out, we're actually finding that the court system is doing quite well. We've actually somewhat have reached a sweet spot when it comes to caseload. At least that's what we're hearing from the judiciary. Where are the numbers to show that we need 5 new judgeships and rewrite the entire map at this time? Again, the bill sponsor, Democrat from Grand Rapids, wouldn't answer the question. Kind of interesting, too, because if you go back all the way back to former Governor Rick Snyder, made 2 appointments to the Court of Appeals vacancies. But there were a lower number of positions available at the time, and that's why he was limited to only 2 appointments. Now, the interesting thing, if you go back over 10 years ago, back to 2012, 6,267 cases were filed during the year of 2012. That was sufficient number of judges, 25, to handle that workload back then. So the numbers we're seeing today are much lower. Graham Filler says, we don't need to do this. But why are they wanting to push for this? Trying to stack the courts with liberal Democrat judges. Bottom line. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to put out a call to get you guys thinking about county commissioner races that we are looking at. Two in Emmett County, two in Presque Isle County, and the majority of the districts in both Sheboygan and Mackinac. We are needing new county commissioner candidates to run. And if this is something you're thinking about doing, maybe perhaps you want to come to the class on Saturday, April 13th. Traverse City, Michigan, for the crash course on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Filing deadline is April the 23rd. That's 3 weeks from yesterday. And we have specific areas that we're recruiting candidates to run for. If it's something that you're thinking about doing, give me a call. Text message after the show, and we'll definitely have a conversation with you about it. Now, the first particular area I'm going to go to is Presque Isle County. District 2 is made up of Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, and all of the population west of the U.S. 23 corridor. While in Presque Isle County, District 3, the city of Rogers City, west of 23, excuse me, the District 2 is east of 23. District 3 is just the city of Rogers City, west of 23. So if you know somebody that lives in Rogers City, regardless of whether they're east or west of 23, I want to talk to them. I would love for District 2 to be represented by either Belknap Township or Akiak Township. Regarding Emmett County, Resort Township and Bear Creek Township. If you know anybody that lives in those townships, have them give me a call as well. Any district in Mackinac County except for Mike Patrick, we're looking to help candidates there. And then with regards to Sheboygan, wide open at this point. Anybody interested in running for county commissioner in Sheboygan County, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Rick Selva. He's the chair of the Sheboygan County Republican Party. and we are coordinating efforts, working together to get people to run for those. These are four-year terms, no longer two-year terms. So it's very critical that we get good county commissioner candidates this year and get them on the ballot, get them elected August 6th primary. So greatly appreciate you guys recruiting for us, putting the feelers out. If you know somebody that live in these areas, give them my number. Tell them to give me a call. And also, speaking of Presque County, they have an event for their Reagan Day dinner. It's coming up on Saturday, May the 11th. I'll be there with Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. We're going to have a great time, a great meal. Tickets are available right now for sale. Text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll send you the flyer and the phone number to Darren Darga. He's running for county clerk in Presque Isle County. He's also the treasurer for the Presque Isle County Republican Party, and he's handling the ticket sales. So if you'd like to talk to Darren, give me a text message of PI, and I'll send you the flyer. We're going to talk about the border in the next half hour with Izzy Lyman. She went down to Mexico border in Texas with her son, Border Hawk News. And she's posted some things already on her X account, her Twitter account. Well, we're going to get a live field report from her. Try to get a handle on exactly how this is working. How is it affecting our U.S. population? Obviously, Biden trying to get people into the country, get them a driver's license, get them registered to vote when they're not even U.S. citizens. That seems to be the plan. That seems the direction they're going. And we're going to see and hear from Izzy Lyman exactly what she saw on the border and what she thinks the reasoning is, the justification. If she heard any particular comments from some of these people as she encountered them down there on the Mexican border. And it's kind of interesting. Mr. Rogers and some of the other candidates supposedly running for U.S. Senate haven't even been to the border. We talked to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell after she was down there for over a week, saw it firsthand. Well, we'll get Izzy Lyman's perspective on it in the next segment. Top of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.